As I mentioned, this particular service, the Chrismon service, is always a time of learning and a time of celebrating, because years ago, whenever the Christianity was first spread, they didn't have the written word with them, and they used a lot of symbols and so forth to communicate. So the Chrismon service started in the 60s by a Lutheran church up in Virginia, and it has now spread to a wonderful time of the year. With that said, I'd like to just give you a short little message about what is Advent and why we do what we do. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, New Living Translation says this. Familiar story, it's the birth of the Messiah. Now, this is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. And while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, being a just man, decided to break the engagement quietly, so as not to disgrace her publicly. And he considered this. He fell asleep, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to go ahead with your marriage to Mary, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this happened to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet Isaiah. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel," meaning God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded, and he brought Mary home to be his wife. But she remained a virgin until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.